Good morning, congregation. On behalf of the session, I'd like to welcome you all here this morning. And also I'd like to extend a warm welcome to you if you're visiting with us today. It is indeed our prayer that you'd be blessed and encouraged as together we worship the Lord. Please also join us for a time of fellowship after the service in the back hall. There are no announcements, and the song before the service is from number 190.
As we come to worship our God this morning, let's bow our heads in prayer to prepare our hearts for worship. Let's pray. Our Father, we, your people, ask that our worship would be acceptable in your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please rise for the call to worship. Our God calls us to worship with these words from Psalm 84. How lovely are your dwelling places, O Lord of hosts! My soul longed and even yearned for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh sing for joy to the living God. Brothers and sisters, we confess that our help is in the name of the Lord, who made the heavens and the earth. Receive his greeting from Romans 1 to those who are gathered here in Silver Stream, beloved of God, called as saints. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. In response to God's call and his greeting to us, let's sing from the Psalter hymnal number 28. Number 28. may be seated. This morning, once again, we turn to God's law, and we read that from Deuteronomy chapter 5. We read God's law, of course, to remind ourselves that we come into the presence of a holy God, and we can't come into His presence unless we are given a righteousness that we have not earned, because we have not kept these laws that He has laid down for us. In fact, we need to be washed, and we need to be declared righteous on the basis of someone else's good works and someone else's sacrifice. So let's turn once again to Deuteronomy chapter 5, beginning at verse 6, where we read, "I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself an idol, or any likeness of what is in heaven above, or on the earth beneath, or in the water under the earth. You shall not worship them or serve them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children, and on the third and fourth generations of those who hate me, but showing loving kindness to thousands, to those who love me and keep my commandments. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not leave him unpunished who takes his name in vain. Observe the Sabbath day to keep it holy, as the Lord your God commanded you. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of the Lord your God. In it you shall not do any work, you or your son or your daughter or your male servant or your female servant or your ox or your donkey or any of your cattle or your sojourner who stays with you, so that your male servant and your female servant may rest as well as you. You shall remember that you were a slave in the land of Egypt, and the Lord your God brought you out of there by a mighty hand and by an outstretched arm. Therefore, the Lord your God commanded you to observe the Sabbath day. Honor your father and your mother, as the Lord your God has commanded you, that your days may be prolonged and that it may go well with you in the land which the Lord your God gives you. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife. You shall not desire your neighbor's house, his field, or his male servant, or his female servant, his ox, or his donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbor." And so, brothers and sisters, in the face of the fact that we have committed sins against each one of these commandments, if not in actual deeds, certainly in our thoughts, let's turn over to 1 Corinthians chapter 6, where we will receive assurance that even those who have committed grave sins can be washed in the blood of Jesus. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, beginning at verse 9. "Or do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor homosexuals, nor thieves, nor the covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God. Such were some of you, but you were washed. You were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and in the Spirit of our God." And so, brothers and sisters, let's turn once again to our God, looking and seeking for that washing in the blood of our Savior Jesus Christ, with the singing number 352 in the Psalter hymnal, "Alas, and did my Savior bleed," number 352. Let's now bow in our morning prayers. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, we come before you as your people this morning, and we have come to worship you. For Father, the heavens above declare your glory, and the world sings your praises. The trees of the field clap their hands in worship of you. And so, Father, we too join all creation, while creation groans and waits for the coming of our Savior again, we, together with all that you have made, bow in praise of you. Father, we have seen once again this week at your awesome might, your eternal power, and the power of the sunshine. How even though we are protected from its intensity by the mechanisms that you have created, even so, Father, we cannot stand before it in our own strength. And yet, Father, that is just a small hint of the power that you possess, where if you did not uphold our very life, we would disappear. And so, Father, we praise you as the one who created all things. And yet, Father, we also praise you because you are our Redeemer. Father, you are perfect, and you judge justly. You are the standard of righteousness by which we ought to live, and yet we so often do not. We throw ourselves willingly so often into sins that offend you. And yet, Father, even in the face of our rejection, even in the face of our sin, you show your love for us day in and day out. You give us all the things that we need. You give us our daily bread. You give us so many gifts that we could not count. And especially, Father, you give us the forgiveness of sins in the blood of our Savior Jesus Christ. And for that, Father, we praise you once again. Father, we bow before you in that light, for that sake, for the sake of our Savior Jesus Christ. We bow before you bringing our cares and concerns, our anxieties. Father, we pray this morning for our congregation. We pray for our elders and deacons. We pray for those men whom you have raised up in our midst to lead us and to serve us, to show your love to us and to guide us in all our ways, to discipline us when we stray from your paths, to instruct us when we need it. Father, we pray that you would uphold those men as they serve us. Please give them the wisdom they need to make the decisions that need to be made, to be responsible with the resources that you have given us in our congregation, and to lead us in the way that you would lead us. And Father, we also pray for Pastor Paul as he is due this week to return to us from South Africa. We thank you that he has been able to attend the synod there, and we ask that what was done there would be for your glory and honor, and that you would guide those churches in South Africa to serve you first and foremost. And particularly, Father, we ask that you would bring Paul safely back to us, that he could once again take up his task here with renewed vigor and energy, and that you would bless us through his work among us once again. Father, we also pray, we thank you that you have brought back to us all the people who are on vacation. And if there are still people who are away from us, we ask that you would bring them back safely as well. And Father, we thank you for the good news that our brother Cor is feeling better, that he was not too seriously injured last Sunday. And we pray, Father, that you would continue to help him recover, that you would bring him back to us so that he could come back and worship with us as he desires so fervently to do. Father, we also pray for those in our congregation who need you on a daily basis. We pray for our sister Margaret Vanderswag as she is in pain. Father, you are the great physician. You can do things that human doctors cannot. Father, we ask that you would bring her relief, that you would make it possible that she could sleep comfortably. And Father, if it be your will, we ask that she could be given some recovery, that she could improve, that she could one day be back among us and worship with us, if it be your will. And Father, we also pray for Bill as he watches over her and cares for her. We pray that you would give him strength as he does all the things that need to be done around the home and also watches over his wife. Please strengthen him and strengthen the whole family and extended family as they, in their turn, take up the different tasks that need to be done. Father, we also pray for Roger Eldershaw. We also pray that you would keep him from undue pain, that you would especially, Father, surround him by your Spirit. Strengthen his faith day by day as he goes through his various trials. And Father, we also pray for our sister Natalie Kleinian as she recovers from her concussion. We pray that you would give the doctors wisdom as they seek the best course of treatment. And as she has to take it easy, we pray that you would be with her as well. Father, we pray this morning also for Rachel Lyon, as she seeks a new place to live. We pray that you would give her a place that is suitable so that she can be relieved of that stress, that care and concern. Father, you know that there are so many things this morning that have not been prayed for, so many fears and worries, stresses, anxieties that are not known to all of us. Father, we pray that you would hear those as well, that you would hear all the prayers of your people, not for our sake, but for the sake of our Savior Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen. At this time, the deacon will come forward to receive our tithes and offerings. Let's pray. Our Father, these gifts that we give to you are but a mere token, a mere representation of our thankfulness to you. For Father, you've given us more than we can ever repay, and we owe you our whole lives. And Father, we ask that you would use what is given for the relief of those who are in need and for the strengthening and expansion of your kingdom, both here and throughout the world. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our song of preparation will be number 240 in the Psalter hymnal, 240, just the first two verses.